Always happy to be joined by Carissa Cruz, the president of the Sonoma County Wine Growers Association.
Good morning, Carissa. Good morning.
Good to have you in the house.
Yes.
And I understand that you are off to sort of educate Chicago about Sonoma County wine.
I am. I'm here for a few minutes and then headed to the airport. So off to Chicago. We're doing SOM education, a big media dinner, and sponsoring a Wine Riot event.
So Wine Riot.
I know. How much fun is that, right?
Sounds like a good time. And we have to mention, because this was such a big story in the news, what, a week ago or so, about you're doing sommelier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sommelier education.
Yeah.
So, yes.
And the story, of course, was about, I mean, really the ridiculously intense training that sommeliers have to go through.
It is. I mean, yeah. I don't think people realize that when they go into, you know, a fine dining establishment or, you know, restaurant, even a lot of our local great restaurants, that there is someone who has spent years.
Literally years.
Yes. Refining their palate and learning about old world, new world wines, what pairs, how to actually provide service. That there's a lot that goes into that to make sure that your dining and wine experience, you know, goes together well.
And always, there are always a couple of bad apples that try to expedite things through the educational process.
But I know. It's always a shame when something, and so what you're referring to is one of the board members of the Court of Sommeliers had been providing some of the kind of a cheat sheet on the tasting portion of the test. And so, you know, some folks that study really, really hard now have to kind of go through this whole test again because, you know, it was unclear who had access to the information.
Who didn't.
I know, but you can't, you know, we always say this, you can't, you know, disregard what has been the success and appreciation of so many folks just because there's one bad apple. I mean, just
no question about it.
You know,
I've heard there are bad radio people too.
What? Yeah. Certainly not in this studio. So
no, not in this studio, certainly. But let's talk about the 2018 harvest. Is it over?
It is not over. You know, we are back to, I mean, for everyone, kind of the last few years have been fast and furious with our harvest. It started early. So kind of by this time in October, you know, we'd be a good chunk of the way, if not through harvest. And we're about 75%, I would say, through harvest right now. So tracking more towards normal, it's slowed down a little bit. You know, you were mentioning the chilly temperatures. And for the first time in a few years, we actually have some growers in our really cool spots, Green Valley, you know, towards the coast, having to do frost protection during the night.
That's unusual for us.
Yeah. And so, you know, and folks are probably saying frost protection, you know, I hear about that in April. I hear about that maybe in March or May. But it's October. Why do frost protection? But you really are protecting the leaves at this point because they still need, if their grapes are on the vine, they still need to provide those nutrients to those grapes. And so you're really out there trying to protect those leaves. And then, you know, if the vines haven't gone dormant yet, they need those nutrients from the leaves to help sort of provide those carbohydrates into the year. So important time. So growers were, in addition to still navigating harvest, we're having to worry about frost conditions overnight, which, you know, makes farming never dull, which we know it's never dull.
That's right, because it always has to do with Mother Nature, and she's just so darn unpredictable.
She is. She is fickle, unpredictable, exhilarating, you know, all of those characteristics, and an interesting, you know, force of nature there. But yeah, but harvest, so we're 75% through. Before we had the rains a few weeks ago, it was really just an amazingly ideal harvest. The grapes were having a long hang time, which they enjoy. They were getting to be ripe at their sort of own precious pace. But that really leads to that development of grape phenolics and sugar to ripen the grapes. And then a little sprout, you know, little rain shower in there to shake things up.
Thank you. Yeah, we had that
little tango there. But, you know, that really, you know, grape growers were really pushing to get a lot of grapes in before the rain. And then they were out there removing leaves to open up the fruit zone. So that sort of windy condition, which we don't really love in our county right now, but a little bit of wind and heat did help sort of dry out the grapes again, and then you know, harvest sort of resumed after those rainfalls.
Any overview on the yield for this year?
Things are looking really good. I'm hearing, you know, it's always hard to know because, you know, our farmers, you know, right now are buried and not providing a lot of feedback.
True.
They're busy, but we're hearing it's a pretty nice harvest. We're thinking a little bit up from last year. We won't know those final numbers, you know, until we get a few more, you know, weeks in to things. But yeah, I mean, it's been a pretty great harvest long, and we're looking probably into early November before we wrap up with those final kind of Syrah and some of that.
That does feel late this year.
I know.
All right, I'm really going to put you a final question for you, Carissa. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
What winery has the very best harvest celebration?
Do you know what? That's a great question. I don't know all of them. I mean, I can't. We're going to the Jordan Halloween party on Saturday night, so that's not necessarily a harvest celebration. It's just a downright harvest party and party. So that will be great. And I know, you know, Boleto always does a fun harvest celebration across the county. I mean, I think there's the private, you know, clinking of glasses around with families when that last grape comes off for all of our farmers, and then just kind of a general jubilation.
So everyone is good.
Everyone's good. Yeah, all the harvest celebrations are good. Harvest is going well, and you know, we're wrapping up another year.
Very good. Well, we'll have you back next month when we're able to take a real serious look at the yield.
Perfect.
and what this vintage is going to be like.
Yes. Excellent.
Yes. Bon voyage to you.
Thank you.
Safe journeys to Chicago.
Thank you. I know promoting Sonoma County wine.
Spreading the word.
Yes.
And yeah, we all want to invite everybody back to Sonoma County at this
Absolutely.
Point. That's for sure. Carissa Cruz, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
She is the president of the Sonoma County Wine Growers.